Yeah, it's like we had zero money, you know, and to sit around a table with a bunch of volunteers who did a ton of work, I mean, in all that beginning process of that. And he has passed, but Walt Finch was, of course, the architect of the whole thing and did all that work pro bono. So kudos to Walt Finch. He can't be recognized enough for that. You know, we have always ran off of the donations of the people that go to the concerts. And so I'm super proud of that. And we can, you know, all I care about each summer is breaking even. And we kind of do that. And I think we've got it figured out. You know, we have groups that come down for free. We have groups that we pay. I think the band shell is for local groups to play for our community. And like, for example, Shelton Biddle's band, I love it when they play because he's a student of mine, a great kid, and he plays well. And I think that's how it should go. But to put like a number on the amount, number of performances, it's has to be in 20 years over 400, 500, something like that. I mean, it's been very busy. It really is crazy to think about. I mean, it just seems like yesterday where we were raising money for the project and breaking ground and doing all that. But we've, 20 years of concerts and performances and public rentals and fundraisers and all that. It's done exactly what we wanted it to do for Central Park. So I have no arguments about that. I think it's done great.